BC's smaller airports, including three on Vancouver Island, are getting an $11 million injection from the province. The province's BC Air Access Program, which helps fund facilities that serve fewer than 1 million passengers a year, will support 26 upgrades at 24 airports throughout the province this year. The Campbell River Airport is receiving $996,100 to install new fuel storage systems on the site. The Tofino Long Beach Airport is receiving $271,700 to add a backup generator to its facility in case of emergencies. The Comox Valley Airport is getting $220,000 to replace a diesel ground power unit with an electric unit. While airports fall under federal jurisdiction, they're important to everything from firefighting to tourism, economic growth in remote areas and healthcare delivery, the province says. Since 2017, the Air Access Program has committed more than $63 million in grants to infrastructure projects at 71 air facilities. Among the major improvements this year are runway improvements at Kamloops, Castlegar and Terrace, an emergency heliport upgrade for the Metlakatla First Nation, and fuel storage improvements at four locations to support wildfire aircraft operations. Dan Coulter, Minister of State for Infrastructure and Transit, said airports play a key role in bringing together communities and provide the vital links that keep goods moving and the economy strong. This provincial support will help our regional airports with a wide range of upgrades that will increase safety, reliability, and capacity for the services that British Columbians rely on, including access to healthcare and support for firefighting, he said. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com.